From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump marked his 100 days in office with a campaign-style rally. He spoke on many of the same themes that got him elected, like making America great again, improving security, and bringing back jobs.
For the last 100 days, my administration has been delivering every single day for the great citizens of our country, whether it's putting our coal miners back to work, protecting America's steel and aluminum workers, or eliminating job-killing regulations. We are keeping one promise after another, and frankly, the people are really happy about it. They see what's happening.
The president making those statements in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Across the United States, thousands participated in people's climate marches, largely to protest the Trump administration's environmental policies. In Washington, protesters held a rally outside the White House, one of them, Neil Payne.
Invest in renewables, invest in alternative energy. This country should be a leader on alternative energy, and let's move forward.
Participants said that they object to Mr. Trump's rollback of restrictions on mining, oil drilling, and greenhouse gas emissions at coal-fired power plants. U.S. Marines have returned to Afghanistan's southern Helmand province 3 years after NATO ended its combat mission in Afghanistan. Their return comes just one day after the Taliban announced that the launch of its spring offensive had begun. This is VOA News. Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has fired a key foreign policy aide along with a senior information ministry bureaucrat for their alleged roles in leaking details to the media on a top-level security meeting about counter-military efforts. The actions stem from a controversial article in a leading English-language newspaper that suggested that the Sharif government was not satisfied with military-led operations against militant groups allegedly operating on Pakistani soil, particularly those involved in attacks against neighboring Afghanistan and India. President Donald Trump has invited Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte to Washington to discuss various issues, including the threat North Korea poses to regional security. North Korea test fired a ballistic missile early Saturday north of the capital, Pyongyang. Both Washington and Seoul said the test was not successful, but still drew widespread international condemnation.
Before negotiating our future relations with the UK, we must first achieve sufficient progress on citizens' rights, finances, and the border issue in Ireland.
Eight Syrian rescuers known as White Helmets were killed Saturday when an airstrike hit their office in the rebel-held Hama province. It was unclear who had carried out the attack. The Syrian army, backed by Russia and Iran in the six-year-old war, has been making a push in recent weeks to regain rebel-held areas such as Hama province. The European Union has voted unanimously to adopt guidelines to negotiate Britain's exit from the EU. The 27 leaders voted to approve the guidelines in less than 15 minutes, and European Council President Donald Tusk said several steps have to be taken before the Brexit negotiations can begin. Talks with Britain will begin shortly after general elections on June 8th. Turkey has passed two decrees, one that expelled more than 4,000 civil servants and another that banned television dating programs. State of emergency that followed last summer's coup attempt has allowed the Turkish government to rule by decrees. Since then, more than 47,000 people have been arrested and 100,000 have been purged for alleged connections to terror organizations. Turkey says a U.S.-based cleric orchestrated the coup attempt, but he denies the allegations. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.